You never ever change and say bye.
Seems to come so natural. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and I am Talia, back from a long, long summer away from my favorite radio station. I guess we started off our show with some Soft Hair, which I have big love for, and some Home Shake. And we, I don't know, we're going to listen to a lot of stuff that I played last year. Not that anyone knows or cares, but I'm excited. I'm feeling reminiscent, kind of melancholy. So yeah, stay tuned in. This is Cartoon Network.
Some fight to you. Thank you. is waiting, all systems are go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
And it feelings like the old man's getting old.
Supposed to mean, 'cause it was
So that basically got us through the first hour of the show. Again, you're listening to Cartoon Network on WMFO in Medford. I'm Talia. I'm going to read a PSA now. Let's see. This one is a ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit